This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. It's being called a humiliating setback for Russia in its war in Ukraine. Moscow says it has now finished pulling its troops out of the area that includes the key city of Kherson. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
The retreat that was announced earlier this week marks another setback for Moscow's war in Ukraine. However, a Kremlin spokesman has refused to acknowledge the retreat as humiliating for Russia's president, Vladimir Putin.
Moscow says it still sees the Kherson region as part of Russia. It was a hurricane when it slammed into Florida, but this morning a weakened tropical depression, Nicole, was moving through Georgia on its way up the East Coast headed for New England. The AP's Donna Warder.
Nicole touched down in Florida as a hurricane Thursday, and the storm sent homes along the coast toppling into the Atlantic Ocean and damaged many others, including hotels and a row of high-rise condos. At least two people were killed.
President Biden's student loan forgiveness plan's been blocked by a federal judge in Texas. The White House says the Justice Department is appealing that. The AP's Tim McGuire.
Federal District Judge Mark Pittman, a Trump appointee in Fort Worth, Texas, says the White House Student Loan Forgiveness Program is an unconstitutional effort to bypass Congress. Pittman writing, "In this country, we are not ruled by an all-powerful executive with a pen and a phone." The White House has argued the 2003 Higher Education Relief Opportunity for Students Act allows the Secretary of Education to waive or modify any statutory or regulatory provision applicable to the student financial assistance programs as part of a national emergency. I'm Tim McGuire.
This morning, there's word that the administration is ramping up efforts to reduce methane emissions, targeting the oil and gas industry. This is AP News. Republicans are getting more vocal in their public criticism of former President Trump, with some saying it's time for the party to move on.
Former President Donald Trump is moving forward with his planned November 15th announcement about a potential third presidential run. His decision comes as Republicans continue to blame Trump for an unexpectedly poor midterm showing. Some, such as Virginia's Republican lieutenant governor, are calling for the party to move on from Trump. Some advisors had urged Trump to delay his planned announcement until after the December 6th Senate runoff election in Georgia to avoid turning that race into a referendum on Trump and unintentionally helping Democrats. The Georgia race could determine which party controls the U.S. Senate. Trump is now seen as more vulnerable after candidates he supported in the midterm elections did not pan out as expected. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.